Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My name is Dani Shapiro, the host of Family Secrets. 3 years ago, I took a DNA test. And this test, meant to be a fun exploration of my family history, turned up a massive family secret. I wasn't who I thought I was. Join me and my guests in the journey of Family Secrets. Listen to Family Secrets on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to read about my family secret, my new memoir, Inheritance, is available wherever books are sold.
Right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my ignorant lover calls me bougie, okay? Dear Steve and Shirley, I am dating a guy that I am embarrassed of. He and I met in college about 8 years ago, and we lost contact initially because he got kicked out of college for behavioral issues, and I moved to a different city after I got my degree. He found me a year ago, and we have been trying to make a relationship work since then. We were much younger when we met, and the way he acted did not bother me as much then. But now, we're good and grown, and his behavior is a turnoff. He says ignorant things on a daily basis, and it gets under my skin. I started calling him stupid, and I know that I should never insult a brother, but he acts like he has no sense in public. In turn, he calls me bougie. When we go out, we usually get into huge, loud arguments when I try to correct him or apologize to others for the way he acts. I get tired of him saying, "Hey man," to me when he greets me or calling me boo and bae in public. I can't stand when he curses in public or tells me I have to pay for stuff because I make more money. I have a very professional job, and he is an assistant manager of a sporting goods store. On another note, he is somewhat of a gentleman. What? And takes care of things around my house, doing whatever he can to make me comfortable. But I can't help but be ashamed of him. I feel like I am about to let a good man go over something petty. Do you think I'm the one that needs to change? By the way, he does not think we have a problem. Please advise. Question. Why are you with him? I don't get it. I mean, why are you with this man? In the first line of the letter, you said you're embarrassed of him, and you said his behavior is a turnoff. So I don't understand, why would you want to be with someone who, in your own words, you say is stupid? I mean, your feelings and desires aren't petty. If these things bother you, if they bother you now, let me just say this, they're going to always bother you. You know, women are always trying to change a man. He is who he is, just like you are who you are, and you can only change yourself. You cannot change him. We say that a billion times on the show in reference to these letters. I say stop correcting him in public, stop paying for stuff when he tells you to pay just because you make more money. What is that? And all this arguing and cursing and you calling him stupid and, you know, and all of this and apologizing to other people for his behavior. Stop doing that. I mean, it takes two to argue. He can't argue with you if you don't argue back. So you guys are in public just clowning. And then at the end, you say he is somewhat of a gentleman. Where? You haven't said that one time in the letter. The only thing that he does is takes care of things around the house, doing whatever he can to make you comfortable. I mean, that's something, but you're ashamed of him. You know, you don't like being out in public with him. So, I mean, you know, the only way this is going to work is if you change or if he decides to change on his own. Otherwise, you guys are unequally yoked. You're not a good match. Steve?
Wow. Let me just read this line. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm dating a guy that I'm embarrassed of. This is a bad start to a bad letter, and it never gets better.
Right.
There's nothing in this letter that gets better. After you started it, I'm dating the guy that I'm embarrassed of. You dated, late college, moved to a different city. He found me a year ago, and you've been trying to make a relationship work since then. Let me say this to you. You've been trying to make a relationship work for 1 year, and it ain't worked.
Right.
How much more time you got for this? When we were younger and met, the way he acted didn't really bother you much then, but now you say y'all good and grown. He says ignorant things on a daily basis.
Feel our pain. Me and Carla, feel our pain.
He says ignorant things. This letter ain't about us.
On a daily basis.
He says ignorant things on a daily basis and gets under your skin. So you start calling him stupid.
She said,
I know I should never insult a brother, but he acts like he ain't got no sense in public. No, he not acting like he don't. He don't have no sense. You just said he embarrassing you. So when you call him stupid, his response to you is, you bougie.
Yeah.
See, that's not a good trade-off. Mm-mm. You stupid. You bougie. No, stupid trumps bougie.
All day.
Every day.
Then when you go out, you get in huge arguments, loud arguments. You try to correct him. You got to apologize. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry about what he said to you. You're not that
terrible.
Big. I'm sorry, man. He didn't say nothing. That his nose is big too. I'm sorry, man. Don't worry about that. I don't like his shoes today. You just apologize. I get tired of him saying, now he talking to her. Hey, man, when he greets you, boo and bae. Hey, man, boo and bae in public.
Crazy.
You can't stand when he cuss in public. Then you can't stand when you got to pay for stuff because I make more money.
What?
Mm-hmm. On another note, he is somewhat of a gentleman. What?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did you read the letter? Because he fixes stuff around the house. So he done moved the refrigerator so you can see the TV better. That's he get points for that? Just a damn shame.
It really is.
Somewhat of a gentleman. I feel like I'm about to let a good man go over something perfect. You can let him go today because there ain't a woman listening to this think you got a good man. There's more than one stupid person in this life. Wow. That's for damn sure. I'm dating the guy I'm embarrassed of. Bad start to a bad letter and it gets worse. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to make a relationship work for a year. He says ignorant things on a daily basis. You started calling him stupid. He in turn calls you bougie. When y'all argue, it's huge, loud arguments, and you end up having to apologize for other people for how he act. When he meets you in public, he say, hey man, bae or boo.
Crazy.
He cuss in public. Then he tell you got to pay stuff before because you make more money. Then you say on another note, he's somewhat of a gentleman.
Where?
And takes care of things around the house. Then you said, I feel like I'm about to let a good man go over something petty. Mm. Do you think I'm the one that needs to change? Oh, and by the way, he does not think we have a problem. Didn't you just say he was stupid?
Because he's stupid.
Didn't you just say he was stupid? Then you say at the end of all this, he don't think we have a problem. You said he was stupid. You said he's embarrassing. But in all of this embarrassment, in all of this stupidity, all these public arguments, insults, cussing, making you pay for stuff, The title of this letter is My Ignorant Lover Calls Me Bougie. The title of this letter should be My Ignorant Lover and My Ignorant Ass Is Together. That's really what this is. Because like I said, he ain't the only stupid person in this letter. What do you want me and Shirley to tell you? What do we have to say to you? But I'm curious because you wrote the letter. When you wrote it, would spell check come up anything? Did you read it? As you was typing, did you dictate it to somebody or you typed it yourself? How did the letter get to us?
There's nothing good in this letter.
When you press send, it was your intent for us to get it.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding. It doesn't make any sense at all what you described in this letter, and then you won't think that you might be letting a good man go. Sister, you need to take your degree and your bougie self and find you somebody that ain't as stupid as him. And the only way you're going to find somebody that's not as stupid as him is you must first stop acting stupid yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. I'm sorry. Just sitting up in here. He just dumb as a damn doughnut.
She's calling you.
Hello? Yeah, I'm on the radio right now. Yeah, I'm doing radio. Uh-huh. No, baby. Baby, listen to me. I'm 44. Huh? I want some peanut butter and jelly. Saturday. I don't want to have no cookout with your friends. I want to have a balloon fight.
What?
Yeah. So you just going to be bougie, huh? Because I want to have a balloon fight. Nah, I'm stupid. Hey, did you see the news yesterday? It was an earthquake in Tunisia. You want to go over there? I was thinking about flying out tomorrow to go see how they doing. No, I don't know nobody over there. Because they need some uplift. I was going to take the balloons from the balloon fight and take them over there so they could have some fun.
Ooh, he real stupid.
Man, jeez. Doing an earthquake?
Damn, you don't want to do that either?
They have nothing in
that. Man, you tripping. You tripping. Oh, yeah, no, No, I'm not voting no more.
Whoa, now yeah. That's stupid. Yeah, now that's
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm not voting no more. Because they having voter fraud. They not counting all of them no how. Yup. I'm going to go sleep at my mama's house tonight. Cause I miss my bed.
Your childhood.
That old bed.
Cause it's cheek. It got the car pillows and the car comforter.
To match. Wow.
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest sheet.
The old sheets right there.
And the Roadrunner. Yeah.
Oh, they need to break up.
Yeah.
Hey, before you come home from work, can you stop and give me a happy meal? But tell them I want two toys. You always tripping. Just ask for the two damn toys.
Now she a trip.
Get on my damn nerve. I told you two toys. The time I asked you for something, we got to go through this hill.
Well, she's tired of paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy me. Oh, you can't. Oh. Oh. What you mean you want me to pay you back? God, I can't pay you back. You know how much money you make? Hey, I got to go. I got to go back to work. It's some people on my aisle. Bye, lover. Oh, see God. You tonight. Girl, I'm going to do something to you this evening. Oh, bye, bruh. That's a conversation with a stupid lover.
Yeah, all right. Listen, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Most serial killers don't make any effort to involve media or investigators. They're very secretive. They don't want attention. They almost want their crimes to go unnoticed. But the idea of committing a crime and then calling up the police and bragging about it, that's a whole nother level of terror.
A man who wore a medieval-style executioner's hood.
Who has baffled the police and baffled the media. He seems to crave publicity. He sent letters and cryptograms to newspapers and the police.
Subject stated, I want to report a murder. No, a double murder. I did it.
Here we are, 50 years after the first Zodiac killing. In today's world of forensics, old cases are being solved. Who doesn't want to know how it turns out?
From the creators of Atlanta Monster comes Season 2. This is Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.